Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And today being Sunday, I like to use the closing prayer from the Roman Missal Votive Mass of the Mercy of God. O God, whose mercies are without number and whose treasure of goodness is infinite, Graciously increase the faith of people consecrated to you, that all may grasp and rightly understand by whose love they have been created, through whose blood they have been redeemed, and by whose spirit they have been reborn. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. And this is one of two Sundays out of the year where we see the get to see the priest in rose-colored vestments, which is, I think, a nice change of pace.
Yep, and the other is Gaudete Sunday.
Right?
During Lent, or during Advent.
Yep, during Advent.
Today is Letere Sunday, and Letere means rejoice. This is right in the middle of Lent. We've been in Lent for three Sundays. We got three Sundays to go. And then Jesus is risen from the dead again. So this is a Sunday to rejoice the fact that our Savior is about to rise from the dead yet again for us.
Amen.
And we should all rise from the spiritually dead with him.
Well said.
So let's talk about our saint of the day, and this is Saint Macarius of Jerusalem. And he was a 4th century saint. He was the bishop of Jerusalem from 312 AD to 335 AD. Little is known of his life before this time. We know he took part in the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD and vigorously opposed the Arian heresy, which greatly threatened the church. It is believed that he is one of the bishops who helped craft and draft the Nicene Creed, which is the creed that we say at Mass. Saint Athanasius, his contemporary, refers to Macarius as an example of the honest and simple style of apostolical men. After the council, Saint Macarius accompanied Saint Helena. Is it Helen or Helena? The queen mother of the Roman...
Either one.
I thought it was Helena. Helena.
Yeah.
She was the queen mother of the Roman Emperor Constantine in her successful search for the true cross that Jesus was crucified upon. It was he who suggested to Saint Helena that she would identify the real cross by touching all three of those she found to a seriously ill woman and observe which one brought immediate healing. Following the discovery of the true cross in this miraculous manner, Constantine wrote to Bishop Macarius requesting that he oversee the construction of a magnificent church in Jerusalem, the Basilica of the Holy Sepulchre, to commemorate the sites of the crucifixion and burial of Christ. And this church still exists today as one of the most important Christian pilgrimage sites in the world. And of course,
and I will
his
see
feast
it in November.
I was about to point that out.
Yeah.
And of course, his feast day is today, March 10th, which is also my brother's birthday. So happy birthday, middle brother, Bo. And let's see if I can find anything else really good about Macarius. Nope, I think that's it. I thought he was asked to found another church, but I could be wrong. Let me look at this one other source. Ah! Later, he and his fellow bishops of Palestine received another letter from Constantine to construct at Mamre. So he did build another church at Mamre, or however you pronounce it.
I think you're right the first time.
Okay. So what do we have for a daily update? I haven't heard from the guys what their shows are going to be about next week.
Well, I got a couple things.
Okay.
Well, first of all, earlier today I finished my opening, my 10-minute opening statement for the upcoming debate, and I uploaded it to the Four Persons Facebook site so that you would all take a listen and give me your thoughts on it. So I'm working on the closing statement. I've got some work to do on that, and you know, and then the production stuff to, you know, to be prepared. But a little bit every day, and hopefully by next Friday we'll be good to go on that. Also finished a commercial for the Rock Company that we're going to be putting in a sequence of commercials that we're going to be playing on the show. You actually got a chance to hear that just before we went on the air.
I did.
So I'm going to be putting that together with some others and uploading them to the soundboard for playing during our shows. And about an hour ago, I talked to Paulette. And what we're going to try to do is we are going to, and she's, you know, on board with this idea. We're going to try and buy some of the pricier items from them,
uh-huh.
and have a raffle as a fundraiser. And what we'll do is we'll sell tickets. And when I say pricier items, I mean some of the real collectibles. Like one of the nativity scenes that we're looking at is somewhere in the neighborhood of $5,000 is the value of it. And because we definitely need to put together fundraisers for the Four Persons for a number of reasons. Number one, because we can't sustain it, you know, long term without some type of revenue coming in. And number two, if we don't, then in terms of tax purposes, it's going to look strange that we've got a nonprofit that's not doesn't have any income. It'll kind of look more like a hobby than an actual nonprofit organization, which is what we're trying to do. We're trying to spread the truth of the faith. So we're going to be having a raffle for fundraisers for some of these items, and then what we'll do is we'll purchase the item in advance, and then the winner of the raffle will provide Paulette and Tony with the address, and they will ship it directly to the winner.
So, cool.
Yeah, and she's totally on board with this. And I listened to William's shows, or at least most of William's shows, and, of course, you know, having Steve Ray on again, he's become quite a friend of what we're doing here. And, of course, we're glad to have him as a friend. He's one of the top apologists in the world. And they had a really interesting program on the titles of Mary and the title of Mother of God in particular. And then the other program, I was really surprised at where William came down on who he believes wrote the book of Hebrews. So for anybody who hasn't listened to that show, listen. I'm not going to spill the beans, but I'll just say that his view comes down a little bit different than a lot of people in terms of who he believes wrote the book of Hebrews. And I think he made a solid case for his position, don't you?
I think he very much did. And next Saturday for Catholicism Rocks, William is interviewing Bernadette Smith of Precious Life International. And for Burnt Toast and Coffee at noon on Saturday, he is interviewing Nancy Banzook of Catholic Sprouts. Never heard of Catholic
wow.
Sprouts.
No, we're going to have to investigate that between now and then. But the two interviews for next Saturday, that's going to be a treat.
Yes, it is. Now, Bernadette Smith, I've heard of because he was supposed to have interviewed her last week or the week before.
Right.
I think last week.
And
still don't
course,
have
a... As we said, I'm sorry.
Still don't have topics from Terry or Ken, but I know they'll get them to them, so I expect I'll have you topics tomorrow.
Right. Well, it's scheduled for the 15th, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that it comes off on schedule. But scheduled for the evening of the 15th, which is a Friday, is my debate with Troy Goldsmith on the doctrine of sola scriptura. Did you have a chance to listen to the audio I uploaded to the group yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
But I've been in mass all day.
I understand. So when you get a chance, listen to that, and maybe on tomorrow's update, you can kind of give your opinions on it. But
okay,
you know, I always, whenever I debate Protestants, and I can get them to debate. Now, you know, let's face it, 85 to 90% of Protestants don't want to debate. They want to hit and move, guerrilla warfare. But if you can get them to debate, then I always try to go for sola scriptura first, because that's the foundation. That's the foundation
right.
that everything that they believe is built on. And I think I make a very strong opening statement as to why it's a foundation built on sand. Let's face it, sola scriptura is a self-refuting doctrine. It's absolute nonsense. You have to believe that the Bible basically created itself. It's kind of the analogy that I use is that you go to a restaurant and you order the soup. You say, "Wow, this is the greatest soup that I've ever had." And the waiter says, "Well, would you like to talk to the chef? Would you like to give the chef your compliments?" "Oh, I don't believe there's a chef."
Mm-hmm.
You acknowledge the soup, but you don't acknowledge the chef. That's kind of what sola scriptura is. You acknowledge the scriptures, but you reject the church that gave them to us. It's
exactly.
a completely nonsensical position. So I'm very much looking forward to that debate. And like I said, yesterday I went in and worked half a day, but a lot of this overtime that I've been working for the last 3 months is really winding down, and I'm going to have a lot more time to put into the program. And I think we've proven that when we have time, we come out with some really, really high quality stuff.
Yeah, we do. We definitely come out with some high quality stuff.
And
so,
you're a big part of that. And I'm appreciative of that.
Thank you. I do everything I do here for the glory of God.
Amen.
I don't do it for personal praise, and I certainly don't do it for the salary, because there's not a salary.
Well,
I do it for the glory of God.
The CEO is not making a salary either.
Well, the CEO is losing money on the deal.
So, but my treasure is in heaven, so that's I'm like you. It's the mission that we're all about, and I love our church, and I love what we're doing. I really do.
Exactly. And I had a really great time at Mass this morning. Somebody came up to me in the narthex after Mass and told me that I was smiling like a Cheshire cat when I was giving out Holy Communion.
Wow.
So I must have been really happy. And, giving out communion is a very happy time of Mass.
Well, I mean, you're literally giving out Jesus.
Exactly.
What could be a higher calling than that?
Exactly.
What could be greater than that?
I'm picking up Jesus and I'm handing him to everybody.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine anything happier than that, to be honest. It makes me happy. So anyway, we've got about 4 minutes and change left. You've already heard John talk about the Rock Company shop. And what we're going to be doing there. Most of the Saint of the Day Oh, you know what we forgot? St. Faustina.
Pray for us.
Pope St. John Paul II.
Pray for us.
Jesus, we trust in you.
Amen.
St. Macarius.
Pray for us. And if I can sneak one more thing in, I'd ask everybody if they would pray for my mother. She's got some health issues, so if everyone would ask her, would add her to your prayers, I'd be grateful.
Let's pray a Hail Mary for her right now.
Okay.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God.
Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen.
And that was for John's mom. So, Mary, say a prayer of 500 for John's mom. And she will. And so anyway, what I read earlier about St. Macarius came mostly from morningoffering.com. I think everybody knows how to spell morning, and everybody should know how to spell offering. And if you don't know how to spell .com, I got to wonder what you're doing on the internet. but morningoffering.com is a really, really, really good website for Catholics. You've got daily reflections. You've got verses. You've got the saint of the day, you've got the liturgy of the hours, and I mean, they give you the lauds, the terse, the sext, the none, the vespers, and the compline. Morning, mid-morning, midday, afternoon, evening, and night. And then you've got the little office of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which is anything but little. The little office of the Blessed Virgin Mary takes a while, but it is worth it.
Yeah, and it's start that again.
And it's run by the nice people that run the Catholic company, which is Catholic.com. And they've got great books and stuff like that. Jewelry and rosaries and whatnot, I would order from the Rock Company shop, because you're going to help people who really need it. But the Rock Company shop doesn't carry so many books that they have on their website, at least. And so I would recommend Catholic.com for your book needs, or EWTNRC.com.
Or Tan Books.
Or Tan Books.
Yeah. You know something else that MorningOffering.com has?
What's that?
The Morning Offering.
Yes, it does.
I recommend everybody start off their day. Since I've done this, it has just taken my prayer journey to another level. Start off every day with a morning offering, and you just can start at the top of the website each day. Each day it has a new morning offering, and you start from the top and you work your way down. It takes maybe 15 minutes, and you do the complete morning offering with the reflection of the day, the saint of the day, and the morning offering prayer. And then end your day at night with your, with your nighttime prayers, starting with an act of contrition. You should always say an act of contrition every night, because none of us get it 100% right every day. We just don't. So a morning offering every morning, an act of contrition, and closing prayers every night. You'd be surprised at how it can supercharge your prayer life. It's really helped me.
Exactly. And I want to give everybody a quick Lenten reflection, and then we're going to call it a day, because we're actually over on time just a little bit. And the Lenten reflection today is about Laetare Sunday. And what I want you to reflect is, what are you doing to prepare the next 3 weeks to receive your risen Lord? Easter is 3 weeks from today. So what are you doing right now and for the next 3 weeks to prepare for Jesus to rise again from the dead for you. What are you doing to prepare? Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right.
Well, God bless you, Richard.
God bless you, John. And this is John Benko with me today. My name is Richard Pettis, and I will see you guys at 3:30 tomorrow, and I want you to have a blessed rest of your Sunday. If you haven't been to Mass, you got one last chance most places, so get to Mass. And have a blessed rest of your day, blessed rest of your Sunday, and a blessed Monday in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.